Ai, tēnā rākoutou katoa e te iwi hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika iwa tukou mawhitu iratahi te iarere. Ai, runga te waia kōrero ko John Tamihere, te tumuhaka rai o whānau ora. E ai ki tēnei kaupapa kua whiwhi wera o ngā tātauranga mō ngā tangata Māori. Kaore anō kua whiwhi te pūwero, no reira me tāria ke tātou ki aia. Tēnā koe, John.
Kia ora.
Thank you again for joining us this morning. So, we understand, we also are aware that there has been court cases going on about receiving data for our Māori people in, from the Ministry of Health. Are you able to just give us another update about what has been the actual purpose of this court case?
Oh, look, all of our data is held by non-Māori. And data is knowledge, and there's an old saying, knowledge is power, right? Knowledge is power. And so when non-Māori hold our data and hold all our information and then take all our money and then plan for us, spend our money and do it wrong, we get blamed. So what we've had a gutful of over this pandemic and over vaccinations is that we would like to provide vaccination opportunities for our people in their own way. Okay, not in a parky way, not in an old clinical way. And so what we do is take our services out mobilely and kai and supports. We don't regulate our people, and we don't look down on them, we don't judge them, and we're not cops and pimps and narcs. We're there to offer a vaccine opportunity. If they don't want to take it, that's cool, but they deserve the right to have it delivered in a way that meets their interests and the way in which they conduct themselves. So, so that's what the case is all about. And so that's what the case is all about. Now, they refuse to give us any information. Today, we've got information from former Tamaki Makaurau. So there's about 27,000 unvaxxed Māori here. And in Waikapo, there's 25,600. So we're working hard on that information now. But remember, it's only 14 days away, working days, before Aucklanders can drive north and south. So they're coming over the Brunduru soon, and they're coming down the Bombay soon. So we got major problems of access to opportunities, and Mr. Bloomfield and his friends in the Ministry of Health have known that for some time. So I feel really sorry for our communities because they weren't given a fair shot and a fair chance. And if they don't want it, that's cool. But they were never given a fair chance, right? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough up here in Te Tai Tukero recently to have your support of Whānau Ora and Waipareira Trust to go over there, support Hauora Hokianga, and then expand out and then eventually reach up here in Te Hiku Hauora, supporting all of them to be able to increase, I suppose, as you said, the opportunity for those who want to be vaccinated. But also, you have just mentioned the time restrictions before the gates open from Auckland and allowing people to either come up north towards Te Tai Tukero and either down south. What is the possibility of, I suppose, or even the expectation to try and meet before the 15th of December?
Oh, look, I think you know and I know we were sabotaged. It was never going to work. We said this in February, and we started to go extraordinarily angry in September when the modelling and the numbers were coming in, and we knew that what we said in February was going to happen. And but everybody sees this Bloomfield as a god boy. You know, I think the guy has sabotaged our ability and our rights, and then Māori get blamed for being slow and useless and laggard. That's not true. What's true is they designed a system to ensure that mainstream, mainly Pākehā, were first through the gate. And they got their system. And out of the 600,000 people we have vaccinated, 80% are non-Māori. And they ensured that they would use our services to traffic their own first. Now, when we ask for a right to go to our people as of right, oh, no, no marriage, you can't have the information. And I just wanted to step you through with what their allegations were in the High Court, which we won. Bloomfield argued that we don't have capability or capacity. Well, that's just not true. because we've delivered 600,000 vaccinations, and if those vaccinations were to Māori, we'd be over 90% already. So that's point one, and the court struck him down on that. The second thing he said was that if we were given the information, we would bully and intimidate. He alleged that all Māoris are thugs, right? That's not true, and the court struck him down on that. The third thing he said is, oh, it's private information, and only individuals can give that consent. Well, he passes our data to every PHO. He passes our data to Healthcare Medical, which is a private Pākehā company, without our consent. So he got struck down on all of these in the High Court. Now, I'm not making this up. This is a matter of fact. Okay, now, even the High Court is frustrated that you got a white man treating brown men as second-class citizens. It's just not on.
And so, taking all of that into consideration, including the part where you have now received all of that data, all the data for Tāmaki Makaurau and other areas within Waikato and Hauraki, what is the intentions? Because my understanding is that still Thursday, the proceedings in front of the High Court will go ahead.
Yeah, well, they will, because the Taitokerau people deserve their information. The Hiku deserves its information. So does Hokianga House. So does Ngāti Hini Hauora. So does Ngāpui Hauora. They all deserve their information. And then they can reach out with text messages, with little leaflets, and go around with their kai vans and everything else to honour our people rather than to regulate them and put them down. Now, I'll give you an example. When we went through Kai Taia, and on that day that we were there, got 440 whānau, 80% of Māori, first jabbies, right? That day we were just honoured and respected by mobiles going into their hood, okay, and saying, hey, we're here, whānau, and we don't want your IDs, we're not doing anything other than offering a vaccination opportunity and a $50 Kai voucher for the countdown of Pack and Save. Now, that's a respectful way. Oh, this is our tikanga way of bringing a koha or a kai to have a conversation. Right? Now, there's nothing wrong with that, surely. And that's why it worked in Kai Taia. If we had been given our information when we went north, we would have been able to double our vaccination rates. On the week a whānau Waipareira came north to support our whakapapa there, we could have doubled our take-up easily if Bloomfield had given us the information to contact our people directly. Now, otherwise, we'd just have to go on fishing expeditions, which wastes a lot of our time and energy, and he knows it.
Absolutely. Well, finally, I just want to go to a corridor where you say that this case will have implications for the rest of the vaccine rollout, including second doses, boosters, and the upcoming campaign for under-12s. Are you able to elaborate on that?
Well, we knew that 7 out of 10 Māori were not going to be allowed to have a vaccination before September the 1st. Remember, it's December the 1st coming up. This is September the 1st. We knew that 70%, 7 out of 10, every Māori were not allowed to have the vax because we're under the age of the general population. 25% of our total population is under 5. Under 12, rather. Under 12. 25%. So 1 in 4 Māori are under 12. That's a big number that needs vaccine. And it will require parental support. Because we have to honour the whānau, not about being singled out as individuals like Pākehās do all the time. So there's a conversation to be had about how we proceed to do that with mana and with the honouring of the whānau rather than the honouring of the jabber. So that's point one. Point two is boosters. They've failed us on vaccination programs and they've denied us access to have a say on the boosters. And because there's a third problem. In the Taitokerau right now, there is a 15% difference between those that have had their first vaccination and are awaiting their second. So what I'm saying is your second vaccination people in the north are lagging quite a bit behind. And Taitokerau is one of the largest drop-offs between first vaccination and second. And so we need the information for them to just give them a bit of a prompt, let them know, because they've got big distances to travel and not a lot of money to travel on it. So you've got to understand the communities that you're dealing with and the difficult situation that they're in on either broken down cars, petrol or whatever else. To a white middle class man in Auckland, getting a vaccination is their priority. To a Māori in a rural area, getting kai on the table and trying to make it into towns is the priority.
And just going with the success in the High Court with the information, the data received for Tāmaki Makaurau and other areas, maybe what could we expect or any final kōrero for our whanaunga up here in Te Taitukaro, up here in Te Hiko Te Ika?
Yeah, well, as soon as our providers up there get the information, they can enter into a text to just honour our people and say where they are and how they can get support. We're upgrading in whānau ora money terms now, a lot more support because we're coming into a very important part of whakawhanaungatanga time in Christmas. And so our people are doing it hard because they're the first fired, last hired in lockdowns. So what we've got to do is put a lot more effort in supporting them, not just on vaccinations, but generally speaking in welfare terms, full stop. And they're not our burden and they're not a problem. They're a solution. There's always solutions in our communities without judging them.
Ngā mihi atu kia koe mō tō mahi rangatira i runga i te mura o te ahi, i mua i tērā o ngā kaiwawao i te kōti teitei mō te iwi Māori. John, nō reira mō tēnei wā, kia koe, kia matāra, kia ora. Ai, ko John Tamihere tērā. Te tumuhaka rai mō whānau ora, nō reira koe ara tōna mahi i mua i te aroaro o te kōti teitei, kia whiwhi wera o ngā kōrero mō te iwi Māori rātou mā kauri anō kua whiwhi i te pūwero. Mō tēnei wā te whānau mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o Te Hiko Te Ika, iwa tukau mā whitu ira tahi te iarere.